Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how's everyone doing today? I'm having a blessed day. I was able to wake up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that's a blessed day. This morning, I'm having a 4C energy drink. Over about the past month and a half, I've been through 3 boxes of 18 packets of 4C energy rush with taurine bonus variety packs. And they come with 3 flavors. They come with orange, tropical punch, and a green citrus flavor. And I never drank the green citrus flavor. I would only drink the orange and blue ones. So now, as it gets a little late in the month and my funds are getting low, I'm starting to drink the green ones. And they aren't that bad, flavor-wise. And they aren't that bad, energy-wise. They really give me what I need. They really give me what I'm looking for in the mornings. They get me up. They give me some pep. They get me going. They give me enough to do my laundry. Because, what is it? Today's laundry day. We have to get up and do our laundry. I got up early and I was able to get down there and beat the rush. Even though today is a designated day just for my apartment. Every now and then you'll find someone not respecting the rules and wanting to do their laundry on your day. Most of the time they're friendly enough and they'll come to the door and they'll ask. But every now and then, that's why a long time ago I learned just to go ahead and get up early and get down there and be the first one there and get it started and get it over with. Oh, another laundry day rant. Nah, we won't go there. I've already got a good story this morning. A FedEx carrier in Georgia turned to TikTok to help a 6-year-old fan send a gift to skateboarding pro Tony Hawk. Cooper Morgan, who lives in the town of Suwanee, flagged Mikhail Farrar on his route on Monday, chasing his truck. Farrar shared the story in a TikTok video posted Tuesday. "Can you mail something for me?" Cooper asked Farrar, then went back into his house and brought out a heavily used skateboard. On the left side of the board, on the exposed wood, Cooper had written his name. On the other side, he had written Tony Hawk. "Get this to Tony Hawk from me. Tell him it's from Cooper," he told Farrar, as Cooper's mom winked and nodded. But Farrar knew he couldn't deliver the skateboard without an address. "The least I can do is put it out there in the universe," he said in his TikTok video. The universe delivered. Farrar told CNN he posted the video in the afternoon, but didn't check TikTok again until the evening, when suddenly his phone started blowing up. A well-placed tag in the video's caption and hundreds of thousands of likes and additional tags from TikTok users help Cooper's gift reach the right recipient. Hawk, who hasn't used TikTok since 2018, filmed a video response. "I just want to say thank you so much for the skateboard. It's on my way to my house already, and as a thank you gift, I'm going to send you my skateboard. This one right here that I'm riding," Hawk said, adding that he hopes to meet Cooper sometime. Farrar coordinated with Hawk to personally ship Cooper's old skateboard. The package is expected to get to Hawk's house on May 27th, he told CNN. Farrar said he was totally shocked when Hawk reached out. "I had low expectations. I was hopeful, but I just thought that celebrities went swimming in their money and looked in the mirror all day. I don't know what they do, but not Tony Hawk. He's a special guy." On Wednesday, Farrar posted a video update showing Cooper and his brother Tucker, who is 9, with their long blonde hair and oversized t-shirts. "I just want to say thank you for the skateboard, and you're a really great skater," Cooper said. "I'm a huge fan, and I really, really, really like you, and there's a board coming your way, so be prepared," Tucker added. Hawk later left a comment to the video. "Thanks, boys. I'll send something for Tucker, too. And thank you, Macau, for connecting all of us." Hawk's package with 3 brand new skateboards arrived at the boys' house Thursday morning. Cooper and Tucker have been skating together for some time and practice every day in their backyard, said their dad, Robbie Morgan. "They would be out there all day if they could," Morgan said. The boys learned from their dad, who started skating with his younger brother when he was the same age as Tucker. "We both idolized Tony Hawk. A lot of kids got into skateboarding because of him, so this is a childhood dream of mine," Morgan told CNN. Seeing the look of joy on their faces when they saw the video, and then when they got the package this morning, "It's been surreal." Farrar told CNN he would be back in the Morgan's neighborhood later Thursday, and the kids will be able to show him and his TikTok followers their new boards. "We'll stay tuned for that." Well, that's just a great story. Tony Hawk always has seemed to be a nice guy. Any child of the 80s and 90s has always looked up to Tony Hawk and probably wanted to be a skateboarder at one time or another. And then when we couldn't, we realized our dreams playing Tony Hawk's Pro Skater, which was probably one of the greatest games ever made. This wasn't going to turn into a laundry day rant, but I believe it's just about to. I'm recording this as I'm doing my laundry. As I went down to switch my load over, I see someone has jumped in front of me and taken my clothes out of the dryer and put their clothes in between my load that's in the washer. Now I have to wait another hour for their clothes to dry before I can put mine into the dryer. Some people just have no self-respect. They could have come knocked on my door. I would not have been angry at all if they would have just knocked on the door and said, "Hi, do you mind if I just put my clothes in front of yours?" I would have said, "Of course, go right ahead. I'm just that type of guy." But the fact that they didn't ask, the fact that they just went ahead and pulled mine out and threw theirs in, it makes me angry. But I'm not going to retaliate. I'm not going to jump in and take their clothes out while they're wet or anything like that. I'm just going to sit and I'm going to wait for theirs to get done. That's just the type of guy I am. Because apparently they need those clothes dry. I don't know how they got them washed, because my load was in the washing machine. The sad thing is, and this is turning into a rant, but I looked and there were no work clothes. There were no emergency clothes, anything like that. It was just a regular load of casual laundry. Nothing important in there. I just don't know. I just wish they would have come and knocked on the door. But laundry day rant. Let's see if we can find some more good news. Something to cheer me up. Wow, social media really is just something else. A 1-year-old chef is cooking up a storm on social media with more than 1 million followers on Instagram tuning in to Kobe Eats to enjoy his babyface tutorials. Chef Kobe likes to eat, cook, and explore in the kitchen, his bio says. Videos show him helping to prepare recipes ranging from mac and cheese to Turkish menemen, with a fair bit of tasting and gurgling commentary along the way. His mother, Ashley Wyan, told CNN that the videos began as a way of sharing her son's excitement in the kitchen with friends and family. "Cooking is just one of many practical things that Kobe does at home. He has so much fun doing it, and such a big animated personality, I decided to record it to share originally with friends and family, she said. We started his Kobe Eats Instagram at the end of February. He had about 200 followers till April 15th. Then it jumped. 100K, 200K, 500K. We definitely did not anticipate that. Wyan said she and Kobe's father, Kyle, have loved hearing that their son is putting a smile on so many faces all over the world, especially at a time when it's so needed. Isn't that amazing? A one-year-old with 1.3 million followers on Instagram. Oh, if we could only all be so viral. But it's still a great story. At least he's bringing smiles to people's faces. He's such a cute little child. It's definitely what I needed today, was a smile. Oh, I hate that today turned into such a laundry rant. But that's just how it is when you live in government-supported housing. There are just things you can't control, people you can't control. We have rules to follow, but following them, that's just a whole different story. That's all about self-respect there. You follow the rules when you respect yourself. I don't know. I won't go into a large rant about that. Let's just find some celebrity birthdays. Actress Joan Collins turns 87 today. Drew Carey turns 62. Melissa McBride turns 55 today. Singer Jewel turns 46. Everyone's favorite Jeopardy contestant, Ken Jennings, turns 46 also. Well, I just want to wish them all a big happy birthday. Well, that's going to be about it for my rant today. I'm just going to sit back and wait for the laundry to get done so I can go down there and put mine in the dryer and go ahead and get my stuff finished. I tried to do it right. I tried to get down there early before everyone else, but some people they just can't respect it. But there's nothing I can do. All I can do is stay calm, be patient, and just let the chips fall where they may, and just pray for people. May the Lord bless them. I just thank you for tuning in, and I hope you have a blessed day today, too.